This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our line is open for your feedback.
On air at joy.org.au.
Next on Joy 94.9, it's a Monday night. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. My name's Jacob and I'm with you until 8 o'clock right here on Generation Next Joy 94.9. And I've got a really, really big show and I'm so very excited. I'm usually excited about the show, but I'm particularly excited about this one. And not just because this is the first week that Kyle's dumped me, which he did last week, but also because I'm talking to two guys who were in the US Navy and they were served under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which of course was repealed last week. And I'm so excited to get to talk to them all about their experiences and what it was like to serve under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because I think a lot of the coverage has been about not about the real people that it actually affects. So it's been good to talk to Ward and Ryan about that. A lot of other things, gay school. I've got a lot of other stuff to talk about, including Lady Gaga and Rick Santorum and a few other things. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Young, hip and in the know? Then you're tuned into the right place. Generation Next, Joy 94.9.
In the sometimes fiercely anti-gay political climate in the United States, the issue of gays serving openly in the military is second only to gay marriage in terms of the level of heated and bigoted rhetoric that it generates. Last week, after nearly 18 years, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was finally repealed, meaning that gay soldiers no longer have to serve in silence and hide their true selves for fear of being discharged. My guests in the studio today have both served in the US Navy under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Indeed, Ryan was discharged for being gay. For them, the news of the repeal has been a very, very long time coming. Ryan Stevens and Ward Olivetti, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Jacob. It's great to be here.
Thank you. I got the surname pronunciation right, didn't I? Sure,
absolutely correct.
Good. Yes, sure. What do you do when people say Olivet?
I correct them, and it's Olivetti.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you guys were both in the US Navy. I imagine you both enlisted at different times. When I'll start with Ryan. When did you enlist?
Oh, well, actually, Ward and I went to the U.S. Naval Academy of Annapolis, the Navy's version of West Point, together. And we met at the Naval Academy in 1991.
Oh, wow. So you guys have known each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Like an old couple.
We actually met singing in the Protestant choir
at
the
Naval Academy.
The Navy Protestant choir.
Yes. And then we also sang in the Glee Club together.
Which should have warned everyone as to what was going on.
Yeah. Were those sort of groups kind of, I don't know, sort of gay straight alliances without really sort of being open about it? Or was it very much a thing that you don't really talk about?
I got a lot of hell for being in the Glee Club from my straight friends. And obviously we were very closeted back then. So
I think one of the interesting things, I was involved in a documentary called Out of Annapolis, made by a very dear friend of mine. And
ours.
He took a poll of over 200 alumni of the Naval Academy, and the results were about 80% of the people, when they joined up and swore the oath of office, didn't identify as being gay or lesbian.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it was certainly my case as well. I went in there, I didn't think I was gay, I dated women, that kind of thing, but I always was attracted to men.
Is that the case for both of you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when you enlisted in the army, you weren't thinking, "Oh, this is something I'm going to have to keep to myself." It was already something that you had been keeping from yourself already.
Oh, absolutely. And I think my religious background from Tallahassee, Florida, I didn't want to accept that I was gay, so I was hiding a lot and trying to be more of a man by going to the Naval Academy. It was just something that I did to that I always wanted to do, but that I did to kind of validate myself.
Yeah. Is that why you enlisted, sort of partly to I guess to ameliorate your parents perhaps, or to was just for yourself?
Absolutely. In my case, I don't know if Ward's probably a little bit different. I've always been very much looking for my father, especially his acceptance, and that was a big part of it, I think.
Yeah.
But I had wanted to go since I was 15. I mean, I worked my whole life to get to the Naval Academy. It actually took me 3 tries to get in. You have to have a congressman or a senator to appoint you, and it's a very difficult process to get through, and it actually took me a couple of tries.
Yeah. So we're talking, what, early 90s, 1991-ish?
Yeah, 91 is when we started, 95 is when we graduated.
So at that point, obviously, that was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and at that point, obviously, doesn't matter whether you were asked or you didn't tell, you know, if you were found to be gay, you would have been kicked out of the Navy. At what point did you kind of start to realize, look, I'm gay, and this could potentially be a problem for me?
Well, my situation was a little bit different from Ward's. It's a long story. I don't want to bore everyone with that. I apologize for my grating American accent first. But I had grown up in a very conservative religious family, Pentecostal, very, in Tallahassee. And my mom was a very, very good friend of mine, very religious. And she passed away a couple weeks after we graduated from the Naval Academy. And I was in flight school with the Navy, something I'd always wanted to do. And I think her passing probably allowed me the freedom to kind of figure out who I was a little bit more than I.
Yeah.
So I started a gay relationship. I came out and secretly started a gay relationship while I was in flight school. Tallahassee, Florida, and Navy Flight School, which is in Pensacola, Florida, are only 3 hours apart, and that's, you know, it was an easy drive home. So I was, dealing with that and not really. Just hiding it all the time.
Yeah.
That relationship, with a great, great friend, my ex, John, we were together for 8 years, and he was with me through the entire experience with being discharged from the Navy, ultimately in 1998.
So that's a long time. I mean, 7 years between the time that you started your relationship and the time that you were discharged. Did you see any military sort of action while you were there, or was it...
We won ribbons for the Gulf War, but we never saw anything.
Yeah.
We were in that period in between everything that's been going on.
Yeah. So that was the early 90s. I'm sort of a bit vague on the timeline of it. And it wasn't... The Kosovo War was the next big conflict that the US was involved in.
Yes.
In the late 90s. Was you were gay and you were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Were there any kind of avenues of support within the military so that, you know, people who sympathetic to you guys and could keep your secret? Did you confide in anyone, I suppose?
Well, the first time I confided in anyone who was actually in the service, that was the cause of my discharge. That was what led to it. And that was in 97 when we were deployed to Belfast, right after the last bombing during the Troubles. And I just confided in my best friend. And that, obviously, I was very conflicted by it. I was, you know, very, very closeted and was having all kinds of issues with that. But no, I never confided. I didn't believe I was gay. Like I said, my religious background had me believe that I was somehow flawed and that this was something that I would overcome through spiritual healing or whatever, you know. It was
even when you were in a relationship.
Even in a relationship, yeah. And my partner, you know, like I said, we're still great friends. We were both pretty closeted. We were both from very religious kind of conservative backgrounds.
So
in trouble, I really felt a lot of shame and guilt about it. And didn't even address it till mom passed.
Yeah. When you told your best friend in the Navy that you were gay, what kind of led you to that point? Was it sort of a spontaneous, you know, thing, or did he find out by accident, or was it something you'd been sort of running up to for a long time and it's just sort of about to burst out of you like an alien? It's what I think of when I, you know, talk about my own coming out. It kind of bursts out of me like an alien. Is it sort of like that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we were deployed overseas for 4 months. We were in the Baltic and we were going from port to port. And it was a small ship, so there were only 12 officers on board. And so he and I were the only two. He had a girlfriend. He thought I had a girlfriend. My partner, John, used to write me as Nicole all the time on the ship because we were afraid of, you know, being found out. And I was way too stressed out about that all the time. I was, you know, taking that too far. But we were in Belfast, and I sat down with my friend, and he was asking me why I wasn't going out and hooking up like all the other guys. Why was I just being, you know, go to the museums or just walk around town by myself or with him? Why was I, you know, and I for some reason I just felt like I needed to explain myself, and I wanted to be consistent and genuine with someone. And it just, I just, after being away for 4 months and being so alienated, and you know, deployment's hard on any service member, and you know, these guys that are off at war, I have so much respect for what, you know, they're doing. But for me, you know, everyone's, you know, got their own walk through life, and I think for me it was just I needed to connect with someone. It wasn't normal for me not to be able to connect, and that was a moment where I, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday, sitting there over a pint of beer and telling him, and he was great with it. There was no problem. He didn't tell on me. He told another friend. He told the officer on ship. But it you know, it is what it is. It was the beginning of the end for me, for my career.
Mm-hmm. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. It's about 27 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're going to come back and chat a little bit more with Ward and Ryan about their experiences. I'm finding it really, really, really interesting. Stick around. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9.
Generation Next. Love it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.